I'm really here to promote a way of working that is based on following what feels good and what feels aligned. So for me to not listen to my own guidance around that, the intuition that kind of creeps up from time to time telling me, you know, this isn't right for me to keep going with, even though it feels really uncomfortable and sad to heed that call, it just wouldn't make much sense.
Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling.
Hey, beautiful souls. It has been a little while, and I have missed you so. Today's episode is quick and short and sweet. I just want to invite you into my world to update you on everything that's been going on and let you know what is coming up for me and Soulshine Astrology and this beautiful community that we have together next. Okay, so every once in a while, I think it's really important to take a step back and make sure you're really heading in the direction that your heart wants to go in. I don't know if you can remember last year when I was talking about writing my book. I didn't have a publisher yet. I was just writing it on my own. And I had actually decided to put it on hold for the rest of the year so that I could launch another round of my business mastermind. But then, while the book was on hold, I ended up getting an email from a publisher who wanted to help me bring it out into the world right then and right there. So there I was being granted this amazing opportunity to finally realize one of my biggest dreams while juggling way too many other things at the same time that I had already committed to putting my full love into. And it's so funny because as a career astrologer, I know how to maximize my astrology chart to my advantage. And apparently I did this too well because I absolutely love everything I do. And it felt nearly impossible to figure out how to do less. How do I step back and how do I reprioritize what's most important to me, which is really leaving behind a legacy. And that's something that the book was kind of my way of doing. So imagine knowing exactly what you're here to do in the world for 4.5 years and actively creating and pursuing that for all of that time. You end up creating a lot of wonderful stuff and a lot of work. So earlier this year, the universe started to really gang up on me the more I avoided looking at where I was out of alignment with the beautiful creative monster I had created, because it felt big and it felt like a whole lot of work to stop what I was doing and change course. Especially with a team of people waiting to hear the word from me on where to go, and a lot of people being affected by the decisions that I may or may not make. But despite everyone else's needs and wants, I started to feel so overwhelmed that I knew I needed to take a step back and go offline for a while. That was the end of January, and I was getting sick, and the universe was just throwing me all sorts of signs that it was time for me to pivot. So that's why you haven't heard from me on the show lately so much. Those 6 planets in Aquarius in February were in my 12th house as a Pisces. And the 12th house is the retreat zone of your chart where you question what you're doing with your life and why. I'm sure a lot of you also went through a lot of big changes in February with all of this intense energy in this radical sign of Aquarius. It really forces you to make big changes, changes that you maybe thought you couldn't ever make or didn't know were a possibility to you. So for me, when it came to thinking about how I could do my work differently, it kind of felt like I was killing off one of my own children, you know? Not only one of my children, but this child who has grown up and is doing some really positive things in the world for people. And if I kill them off, I felt like that work and that impact would have to stop. The advice to delegate is amazing, but the reality of delegation is that you still have to have enough time to tell the people on your team what to do. So I needed to decide what is really most important to me when it comes to the work I want to bring out into the world and the impact that I want to make in people's lives. So in order to do that, to peel back the layers, to quiet the noise, to go back into my inner temple, my inner sanctuary, I started a daily yoga, meditation, and journaling practice. At the start of February, every day, for sometimes multiple hours a day, I went into ceremony with myself. I felt like I really needed to reprogram myself to stop putting myself last and tune into a higher vision where my work could feel easier and more simple and more fun. Remember, my word of the year is simplicity, and I was living the opposite of that. The more I sat in meditation, the more unexpected insights began coming to me, basically all of the stuff I had been too busy to listen to before. Messages around really needing to accept my deeper purpose as not only an astrologer, but also as a healer and a psychic, to honor my intuition, not just most of the time, but all of the time, and to live a life that's less pressuresome and more easeful and freeing for my sensitive spirit. And the longer I tuned in, the stronger the connection with my intuition became. So after just 2 weeks of this spiritual practice, the doors to my inner world opened wide, and my spirit guides and ancestors and angels and ascended masters began talking to me at all hours of the day. I tend to be a pretty intuitive person anyways, but this was like a whole new level for me, and it made it very clear to me why I had been avoiding my meditation practice, because that's what was waiting for me. As I was in this crazy download mode for about a week or so, I started to receive insights that I now know will become part of another future book about advanced evolutionary astrology and working with different dimensions and quantum healing and Vedic philosophy as well. And those are all really just fancy ways of describing how we can move out of this busy, overworked 4D reality. Some people are in the 3D, that's okay. Into a more easeful 5D business plan and lifestyle. And the information I was receiving were not things that I was reading in a book, but I was just getting it straight from the universe that I just hadn't been making enough time to tune in before. And suddenly it was all pouring in. It was like the next level of what I'm here to do. So then not only was I balancing way too much with work and my health, but also several botched dental surgeries, which is a sign that I was trying to control things that couldn't be controlled, in the middle of writing a book with intense deadlines. And then I'm over there downloading the steps for and outlining another second book on an area of astrology that I was a complete beginner at. It was a lot. So the break continued, and I ended up taking almost all of Mercury retrograde off from work to catch my bearings again and integrate what I was learning. All of this to say, after working with a lot of amazing mentors and my own inner guidance, I finally figured out what I want to do next and which direction I need to go in to create not just the impact I want to make, but the life I want to live and the feelings I want to have every day. I also figured out why I seem to receive these crazy insights every 5 years that make me want to pivot my whole business, because that's what happened when I left my graphic design business. It was around 5 years in, and then 5 years after that, now here I am reassessing everything. Apparently, there's an asteroid in my chart that triggers my Mercury and my North Node every 5 years, and it gives me psychic visions. So that's cool. And thank goodness it's not all year, because I don't think I could live like that every day. For the psychics and mediums that are listening, I got mad props that you can manage so much information coming to you, not just in the physical world, but on this whole other dimension. So I'm much more grounded these days now that it has passed the transit and no more talking to ascended masters all day in my head anymore, luckily, unless I want to. So here's the plan, my friends. This is what this episode is for, is to tell you my new vision. I believe we live in an age when people are ready to become their own astrologers. Not just if they want to start an astrology business, which I work with a lot of people who are doing that, but also to empower yourself to work in tune with your true nature and with the cycles of nature, even if you don't get paid to do it for somebody. I also believe, and I've always said this, that anyone can learn astrology, and it provides such an incredible shortcut to clear away those blocks and limiting beliefs that hold us back from truly feeling fulfilled in how we're expressing our energy and how we're using what we do to help others. People really need this information, and people are ready for it. I'm seeing it. I'm sensing it. This age of Aquarius is about moving forward in a better way, and astrology can help us find that better way. We all want to know how to find our purpose or our life's work or our soul's mission and to do what we love and use that to make a difference. And astrology lays out the plan and the map for how to do that. Just imagine if everyone was living in alignment with their true gifts and talents. What an amazing world we would live in. That's what I'm here to create through my work. I also think the world needs astrology to become easier to understand and presented in a way that's really practical and really useful for us in reaching the human goals that we have right now in our daily lives. Whether you are a business owner or you're stuck at a job you hate, or you're just at a point where you're feeling dissatisfied with your reality and you're just lost and you lost that spark and you want to bring it back. That's probably why you've enjoyed this podcast, and if we work together, why you've been drawn to my work. But in order to make my work even more accessible for more people, as well as filling me up in the ways that I need to be able to keep going and keep doing what I love for you, here is what we're going to do. So I have decided to close all of my programs and instead channel all of my time and energy for my work time into one place, the Cosmic Community. As well as continuing to write books and really using this community as a playground for research and learning and teaching fun tricks and techniques that you can use to tap into who you are and love every little bit of what you do too. That means that my astrology course, Unlock Your Cosmic Calling, is now discontinued, and I also will not be offering any more future rounds of my Cosmic Boss Mastermind either. Both of these offerings have been so amazing and have helped so many people in such rewarding and soul-fulfilling ways I never imagined. I am so grateful for the experience of running all of these programs. It was just what I needed to grow into who I am now. But now I feel like it's time to graduate to even higher levels of alignment and impact. The best thing about this is that this community offering is going to be way better for everyone, and I can channel the best of everything I have to offer into this one central hub where we can all connect and form a real community, not an audience where you're just out there listening to me in your car or while you're laying in bed or while you're cleaning or whatever it is you're doing right now. But one where we are all students and teachers, and we can each become our own guru. Everything is finally up and running now after my time away, and I am so excited to welcome you in if you haven't joined yet at soulshineastrology.com/community. I will be teaching regular astrology lessons in there that are somewhat similar to the podcast episodes I've been releasing here, but with full color visuals and the ability to actually interact and ask questions live. Way better, right? I am such a visual person, and as much as I love to listen to things like podcasts or hear people chatting about astrology, I think this will be a much easier way to learn and really grasp the information. We already have a few fun events coming up in March, including a free class for members and non-members on how to read your astrology chart on March 5th. there's an astrology live Q&A on the 16th where you can hop on Zoom and ask me a question about your life or work or relationships, and I will show you how I can answer it from the chart. And finally, at the end of March, we're going to be doing a deep dive into the sun, moon, and rising sign on your chart on March 28th. All of the replays for these will be posted to the member dashboard in the community in case you can't make it live. Or if you happen to listen to this announcement far in the distant future, you can still find these classes in the archive. Going forward, I'll be covering a bunch of different topics for all skill levels and work situations, including astrology basics, business astrology, compatibility, astrocartography, which is like mapping the energy in different locations in the world. And we will eventually venture out into even more mystical territory as well, including how to work with Vedic astrology in conjunction with Western, which is part of the big downloads that I recently received. I cannot wait to share them with you. Plus, in the community, we already have the Cosmic Forecaster, where you can track the astrological energy on a daily basis to plan your projects and promotions, events, and career scopes, which are horoscopes to help give you the pep talk you need to get out of your own way and embrace your calling based on your zodiac sign. There's also monthly new moon circles to chat about the astrological energy for the month ahead and how to best use it to your advantage, similar to the monthly forecast that we've been doing on the podcast. I'm sure I'm going to probably keep adding even more perks as time goes on, since this is going to be the main event of Soulshine Astrology now. I am so excited. There's also one other aspect of this change that I have needed a lot longer to think about, and that is regarding the future of this podcast. This is yet another thing I love doing so much. It's like one of my children that have grown up and is like taking over the world in ways I probably can't even imagine. But I have not been able to pour my full energy into this container for such a long time now. I was really hoping to get back on board with a more consistent schedule these past few months, but no matter what I do, it's just not happening. And every time I sit down to work on it, something just feels off. And for many months now, actually, I've been getting these signs to let it go. It's like whenever I get really gung-ho about coming back, I'll get sick, or my equipment will break, or a guest won't show up to record their interview, or something crazy will happen. So remember all of those cosmic love vibes I promised you at the start of 2021? They're still coming, but in a different form. I know that so many of you love this podcast so much, and I'm so honored and grateful for that. And I know so many of you will be sad to see it go. Plus, we just did this amazing rebrand of everything. But right now, I think what's best for me is to step away from the pressure of needing to show up at a certain time in a certain way, following these like set processes that affect so many other people when I'm late on the episode, so that I can better channel my creative flow into where it's going to make the biggest difference. I'm really here to promote a way of working that is based on following what feels good and what feels aligned. So for me to not listen to my own guidance around that, that intuition that kind of creeps up from time to time telling me, you know, this isn't right for me to keep going with, even though it feels really uncomfortable and sad to heed that call, it just wouldn't make much sense. I love being of service to you all and sharing what I do and how you can use it to have major breakthroughs in your life and stop being less than you are and hiding and shrinking to try to fit in when there's so much more that you're capable of doing. But I am learning for myself that I need to start by being of better service to myself. And it's been a really difficult lesson as a double Pisces, but already the results I've been seeing and getting from it are definitely well worth it. So with all of that being said, I am so amazed at how much this podcast has grown over the past 3 years. There have been 99 episodes and over 644,000 downloads in our time on the air so far. So the plan is that I am leaving the podcast up. And all of the past episodes will still be available for your listening pleasure, but I may not post any new ones very often, or maybe not at all. I'm gonna kind of feel it out. It's all based on what feels inspiring, what feels exciting, what I'm excited to share. So for now, I'm leaving the Cosmic Calling as an open channel with an unknown fate. And who knows, maybe there will be another resurgence of the podcast down the line. Maybe it will come back in a different format or a different style, a different season, or maybe it will just quietly drift into the past as this new evolution of my work replaces it. In the meantime, you can find me and more information on finding your calling through astrology, the simple and soulful way, by signing up for my free weekly newsletter or joining the Cosmic Community as a member, which will be amazing. I'd love to see you in there. Or by following along on social media, where you can see all of the latest updates and stay in the know about my upcoming books as well. Just head over to soulshineastrology.com and you can find all of these things I just mentioned. And be sure you have pressed the subscribe button on the podcast if you haven't already, so that if I do happen to come back, you'll be the first to know if a new episode drops. I am also kind of playing around with Clubhouse. If you've heard of it, it's a new app, which is basically like a podcast, but it's just not recorded. So you can follow me over there at Soulshine Astro if you want to see when I start a room or start a Q&A or chat about things on there. But yes, I just want to take a deep breath and just honor this moment and this time spent in this space with you. Thank you so much for listening to this update and for following along with this show. It's been such a rewarding and surprising experience and very much feels like a very important part of my journey. I've gotten to meet all of my mentors and make so many good friends. And hopefully you've gotten to learn about some amazing people that you're now following too. I'm sad to move on, but it really does feel like a graduation and an expansion to the next level for me. I hope you'll come with. I'm growing, you're growing, we're all always growing, and we need to let that happen. Our world has been changing so much, and we can't possibly stay the same or work the same as we used to. We need to let our souls shine, and we do that by allowing that small, quiet voice of our intuition to speak up and be heard and paid attention to and followed for us and for the people our work is here to serve. Because when you do what's right for you, it's what's right for your people too. That's what my coach Jenna says, and I love it. So this is where I pretend to be Aladdin, asking you to get on my magic carpet ride to a new location and saying, "Do you trust me?" For more information on this episode and for all of the links mentioned to continue following along with my work elsewhere, check out soulshineastrology.com/episode99.
For more information on astrology readings, reports, and classes to help you unlock your cosmic calling, and to sign up to receive my weekly and monthly forecasts, check out soulshineastrology.com. You can also follow along elsewhere by searching for Soulshine Astrology on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for The Cosmic Calling wherever you love to listen. And if you screenshot your review and email it to info@soulshineastrology.com, you'll receive a code to get 10% off an astrology reading or report.